A year ago, Thomas Jefferson High School in South Los Angeles was rocked by riots. With almost 4,000 students, it's one of the city's most troubled and crowded high schools. Now it's also the target of a major restructuring plan. The school district wants to break it up into small learning communities. On paper, the idea looks good. In practice, the plan has hit some snags, as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Right in front of Jefferson High School, black and Latino teenagers are shooting craps. It's a dollar a throw. They want to know if I'm here to talk about last year's riot. No, I say, I'm here to talk about the quality of your school.
It's ridiculous.
Jefferson is great. Right. Everything is great.
After the riots cracked off, you got weed.
It's cool, though. It's a cool school.
But they put cameras up.
Brianna Tubbs, a 10th grader, her friends Yasik Pearl and a kid who calls himself Nobody's Fool, can't agree whether Jefferson High is a good school or a bad school, and they really don't want to talk about it. But big changes are coming to their school, changes that are supposed to wipe the slate clean, throw out every program and every policy that has failed these kids. How? That's what school officials are going to explain tonight in a meeting with parents. No more than 30 parents show up. Most say they've heard the talk about restructuring before, and Principal Juan Flecha knows it.
You've probably been invited to this auditorium many times before, have been given promises, some of them kept, some of them broken. What is really different this time? What is the transformation all about?
Flecha, a youthful but measured man, peers into the dimly lit auditorium looking for a response, but the room grows quiet. This is not unlike the meetings I sat through back in 1993, the very first time I visited Jefferson High, when educators introduced the first of many plans to turn the school around. Back then, it was considered one of LA's worst high schools. 13 years later, that dubious distinction has stuck, like glue. Flecha says, things are going to be different now.
We are going to have better graduation rates, and we are going to have a very safe, calm environment where teachers can teach and students can learn.
What this school needs, Flecha tells parents, is a renaissance, one that will reconcile the school's present with its glorious past, a past that literally hangs frozen in time on a wall near the entrance, covered with black and white portraits of extraordinary students who graduated from here. Ralph Bunch, Dorothy Dandridge, Dexter Gordon, artists, statesmen, athletes, entrepreneurs. But to turn things around, Jefferson is going to have to shut down for the summer. When it opens in September, it will have nearly 2,000 fewer students than it has now. And the school, a cluster of fading Art Deco buildings, will be broken down into academies.
¿Cuántos días le van a dar a un estudiante para cambiar de academia?
Parents have lots of questions, but the big elephant in the room is the racial tension and the riots that nearly ripped the school apart last year. Finally, a woman in the back, the only black parent in the audience, steps to the mic.
As a parent, I would like to know what steps is the district taking to help diffuse the tension? Is there anything that you can tell us as parents?
Tezra Jackson is a 37-year-old single mother. Her son, a highly recruited athlete, is graduating from Jefferson High this year. But Jackson says she wasn't always sure he'd make it, especially after watching blacks and Latinos rampage through the streets last year. It was a sign of a deeper problem, says Jackson.
There's a divide between cultures, between African Americans and Latinos, and breaking up the schools in these little small learning communities is one thing, but you're still not teaching culture and respect.
Students who've been listening to Jackson cut in to say that the deeper problems at Jefferson are not race-related. Victor Velasquez, 18, is a senior. He tells Jackson the big problem is the overcrowding.
I understand that you want to say that it's cultural and this is this big cultural thing, and I don't feel that it is because I'm saying
that we need to be taught.
And we are being taught. As students, we're letting you know that
we
are.
That need to be part of the curriculum, an actual course that's given.
Like in,
and
what was
diversity,
it? Yeah, diversity, democracy, that was part of them.
Victor is convinced that Jefferson's restructuring will work.
So that's going to be more personalized. You know, the teachers are going to be able to solve problems more easily. They're going to know what's going on.
Across town, though, Steve Barr is betting that Jefferson's restructuring will fail. Barr runs several charter schools in Los Angeles and is plotting to turn Jefferson High into one of his charter schools. To that end, he's holding a rally today to announce that he's gotten $6 million, mostly from private donors, to siphon off as many Jefferson students as he can.
And I feel bad that we're actually at that position. I've tried to push collaboration as much as I could, and there was a lot of resistance to it. So, if power's never given, you have to take it. So we'll take it by taking their ninth grade. We give those parents a real choice, and they will come to our schools, and in a year or two, we'll sue for Jefferson High School, the property. We'll never have this chance again. This is the one time to do it right.
In 3 years, says Barr, he'll go after the rest of the city's worst schools. He says he's simply tapping into parents' frustrations. But he's also bankrolling the activities of parents like Tezra Jackson throughout South Central Los Angeles.
Mi nombre es Elizabeth Guevara. Yo soy madre de un estudiante de Jefferson.
Elizabeth Guevara says two of her sons went to Jefferson. Both dropped out. That's why she's fighting. And so the battle for Jefferson has begun in earnest. Veteran teachers back at Jefferson say Barr and the parents whose efforts he's funding spell trouble.
They came here and they said, you, the teachers of Jefferson High School, are failures. This is a prison system that you're supporting. How dare you?
Laurie Fidler has been teaching at Jefferson for 28 years. She concedes that Jefferson desperately needs to improve. Fidler's students start arriving for third period art history. At the beginning of the school year, Fidler says many of these kids were reading at a second and third grade level.
Class after class, year after year, these kids get lost.
Because the school is bursting at the seams, says Fidler. 40, 50 kids per class.
And whether they're the top achieving or they're at the very bottom of skills, they disappear. We need to rethink this. Yes, darling.
Watching these teenagers, it's hard to believe that only one in three will receive a diploma 3 years from now. And so I leave Jefferson High not knowing if or how the restructuring is going to make it a better school. All that anybody knows is that Jefferson cannot go another year, let alone another decade, failing so many kids. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.